In Elfriden, where the four seasons were especially distinct, even compared to the other continental nations, the lingering heat of summer had faded, and it was now a more temperate season. The season of bountiful harvests, when this country's food crisis was expected to be resolved. Even with that season lying before them, there was still an air of unease hanging over the kingdom. The source of that unease lay in the opposition between the new king, Soma Kazuya, and the three dukes. Soma, who was said to have been summoned from another world as a hero, had had his potential recognized by the former king, Albert Elfriden, who had then ceded the throne to him. With support from the daughter of the former king, Lysia, who became Soma's betrothed, Soma moved to enrich the state and strengthen the military. He gathered a diverse variety of gifted personnel, solved the food crisis, set up a transportation network, and got involved in disaster prevention. It all might have been a little plain for one called a hero, but his stable reign had the support of the populace. The three dukes, on the other hand, were the three people who controlled the kingdom's land, air, and sea forces. General of the Elfriden Kingdom Army, Duke Jorg Carmine, who was a lion beastman. Admiral of the Elfriden Kingdom Navy, Duchess Excel Walter, who was a sea serpent. General of the Elfriden Kingdom Air Force, Duke Castor Vargas, who was a dragon newt. These three had protected the kingdom for many long years, but they were still not loyal to the new king, Soma, and they had taken their forces and were secluding themselves in their own territories. It was unclear what each of their intentions were, but of the three dukes, Army General Carmine had given shelter to nobles being investigated by Soma for corruption, and he was taking a clearly defiant stance. The new king Soma and Army General Jorg Carmine. People believed it was only a matter of time before the two came into conflict.
"Listen, Soma," Lysia told me. "In this world's wars, it's coordination between the land and air forces that's important."
It was a day that, with things gradually growing chilly, you could really feel that it was now autumn. On this day, I was having Lysia teach me about wars in this world. As the inevitable conflict with Jorg, who was sheltering corrupt nobles, and Amadonia, who were maneuvering in the shadows, drew ever closer, I wanted to at least have a sense for what the flow of battle would be like. Of course, as a total amateur, I wouldn't be commanding troops. When the war came, I would probably end up leaving control of my personal forces, the Forbidden Army, to the captain of the Royal Guard, Ludwin. Even so, as the king, and thus the one who had to decide whether or not to open hostilities, I felt I should know these things, and so I was having Lysia teach me.